T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Slacker and Steve.
I'm already angry, and this is supposed to be a happy time.
Yes, I know.
We want to talk about what your simple pleasures, the little thing that can happen that just brings instant smile to your face, makes you instantly happy. And I don't have it.
You don't.
You know what? Really, I will say, coming home to your dog.
Yeah,
is one of those. The amount of joy your dog has seeing you, even after a day or like after a vacation.
Yeah.
Especially Moxie. She gets her butt all the way down on the ground. She's just like, and tries to like get in sight. She tries to crawl under you and just wants to be like in your belly. And it's just like, you can't not smile when you have that.
That's
moment.
A good one.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, you have kids.
Oh. Oh, geez.
I really thought you were going to say something about your kids.
Oh.
You know, when you just plow your kids over when you get home, they get to your dog.
Amber, I'd like to explain something. My son is a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
My daughter, while not physically a teenager in age, is also a teenager.
Right.
They're not nearly as fun as a puppy.
They don't
want
you anymore.
They don't.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
They don't.
Okay.
Like, yeah. They don't
My
lag.
Simple pleasure is when dad leaves.
This is turning darker than I want it to be. But what I'm really mad about is one of the things that was trending when people on, I think it was Reddit, were talking about their simple pleasures was peeling a hard-boiled egg and the whole thing comes
off. Oh, right.
That's nice.
It is.
That doesn't happen. That's
ever.
A myth.
I remember it happening when I was a kid.
Really?
And I wonder if something changed.
So, especially with you versus a kid and now.
Yeah.
I think it's because your eggs are too fresh.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I swear.
Steve, for real, are you buying into like, this is...
Well, hold on, Steve. How old are your eggs?
You're saying fresh from the store?
Fresh from the hen, maybe? Like, they just haven't had enough time to separate the shell kind of thing, I swear.
Because you get that skin, that little thin layer of... If you can't penetrate it, then it's just a mess.
It becomes... Like, I roll it, and then it cracks so many times, and then you're just sitting here peeling...
Little pieces.
Zillion tiny little shards of eggshell off. It's
I
awful.
Watched episode of David Letterman forever ago, and he had professional eggshellers on the show, and they were cranking them up. They roll them back and forth, and they come right out. I don't know how it happens.
There's a way you can blow it out, too.
I heard that, too.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
But I think it's just a way for people to get you to put your mouth on an egg. I think it's just a myth to, like, that's my simple pleasure when I get somebody to look over. It's like, he's trying to blow the egg thing. Because you just poke a hole in the top or something, you go, There's another way, like, you put it in a Tupperware.
With a little bit of water.
This is brilliant.
And then you just shake it.
Yeah.
You like,
yep.
And in the end, there's shell and there's egg.
That's awesome, too.
Weird.
Do you have to wait? By the way, we're going to be taking calls on simple pleasures and not eggs. Even though we're spending a lot of time on this, if you want to give us egg tips, you can text those to 51059. But we want your calls on what your simple pleasure is. 303-222-5423. What's anybody else's? Anybody have one?
Yeah, like freshly shaved legs on brand new clean sheets, like that sleep you get.
Oh, okay.
It's so nice.
That's a thing?
Yeah, that I get my deepest sleep that night.
Wow.
With your shaved legs.
Yeah, because it just feels different. You're just like
a little
softer.
On your way
yeah.
in? I kind of get that.
Yeah, I could see that too.
Because day one of beach vacation, I've always either had my back waxed. This is probably more information than anybody needs. But then it's like, it's you're definitely...
Hearing about your back is my simple pleasure.
I kind of get that.
Yeah.
Well,
you're softer. You're just like a little more delicate.
Yeah.
One that made the list that I don't agree of is say months with three paydays.
Why wouldn't that be what? A simple pleasure?
I get paid twice a month because then you got more money in your...
I'm Steve and my bank account's too large. Okay,
the bank can't even handle it. That's an inconvenience.
I can't buy this much weed.
Oh my God. My simple pleasure is everyone doing Steve. Is that what it sounds like to you guys? Oh my God.
I'm just saying when you get three times a month, your check's smaller.
It's one of the greatest things in the world.
Three times?
Yeah, it can happen.
It happens twice a year, I think.
No, it just depends on where your 2 week... I mean, some people never get it because they're just the bi-monthly.
I miss the bi-monthly.
You do? Yeah. Oh my God, I hated that. 15th and 30th or whatever?
Because it catches me off. If we get three times or every 2 weeks...
It's just every 2 weeks, and you just know every Thursday at midnight, I would like set an alarm Thursday at midnight and get up and go like, come on, baby, come home.
Seriously? Yeah. I just go to my bank and go, oh, I guess we got paid again or something. I don't know.
Take it back.
You know what? There's one on this list that I feel very strongly about, and I have... It's they say the last bite of a sandwich or the last perfect bite. I literally, every meal I eat, make sure that I've crafted.
Okay. Mm.
By the end, I have one thing. Like, doesn't matter if it's spaghetti and meatballs or whatever. Whatever it is, I'm like, ooh, the meatball's on point tonight, so I want a little bit of that, little chunk of the garlic I got. Like, and you just... it's sitting there. And at the very end of a meal, it's like...
I'll give you that. Like with a hamburger, if you do it right.
Oh, and there's just a little pickle left.
Cheese,
and
burger, bun.
It's Five Guys, you can almost always create the last perfect bite because they put so much crap on it. It's so good. But here's my problem. I'm always with someone else eating, and they don't know my thing. So then it'll be like, I've eaten my last bite, and I'm like... completely satiated, and like you turn your head like, try this, and they shove food off of their plate, and you're like,
no, I'm done. I back timed this whole thing.
It's like one of the it's the saddest thing. Hack, what's yours?
I like a good... this is maybe more for the ladies, but I like a good when you've got the comb running through your hair and no tangles. It just glides through it all. I like that. That's nice.
I have naturally curly hair. That literally never happened to me in my life. And one of the worst days of my life, I dated a girl. This is not about my negativity or whatever, but like I was dating a girl, liked her so much, I bought her a promise ring for Christmas. She bought me a comb.
No. It was a goodie comb.
But here's the problem. I couldn't use a comb. I had curly hair. I had to use a pick. So it was me professing my love to her and buying her a ring and her showing me, I don't even know you.
I know.
The other one that I feel like, is this you, Amber? How many things are in your inbox or your spam folder?
Oh, I love this one.
That feels like you seem like the type of person. No, I know you're that way, Steve.
Oh, I hate that.
But I feel like Amber's the type of person, like when she first moved into her house, like every other day, it's like, yesterday I did this through, and like you're a purger.
I am, yes.
Like when you purge your spam folder, it's like
yes.
But I have anxiety about it.
Not about my folders, my inbox, but about my closet, definitely.
That's your...
or like when you reorganize your fridge and like all the labels are out and it's freshly cleaned and you're just like, oh, I know that spinach is going to go bad, but right now it's beautiful. Like,
do you literally take everything out? Does everybody do that?
Everything out, wipe it all down and then rearrange it and labels out and line it all up.
I do the labels out and do all that, but I never take everything out.
Yeah.
Someday I'm going to have to do... I guarantee there's like sludge underneath the condos.
Yeah. Nasty.
Another classic is just when the weather just hits that nice spot, like right after winter, and you roll your windows down for the first time, and then that song that you know is going to be the bop for the rest of the summer comes on, and you're just like, yeah,
that's
this
a
is
good
it.
One.
This is it.
All right, so we're done telling ours. We want to hear your simple pleasures. 303-222-5423.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Slacker and Steve.
So we're talking about life's simple pleasures, and it digressed into some hard-boiled egg talk.
It did.
I forgot to even ask. Amber, do you partake?
Eggs? You always ask this.
I know. Even hard-boiled? Yeah?
Sometimes. Okay. It's not my favorite, but okay. I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
Because you seem to be engaging in the hard-boiled egg talk, and I was like, wait, I keep forgetting. So you do
I
eat eggs.
I definitely had hard-boiled eggs throughout my life.
Right. But they were, when I was young, they used to, it's something about what Aaron said. I think it's the cage-free, maybe them being caged makes them
peel easier?
Yes.
We're getting some
They're
text.
Repressed eggs. I don't know. They just peeled easy when I was a kid, and now they don't peel right.
Well, some people are texting, you know that little air pocket on the bottom of the egg?
Yeah.
You crack it there.
Okay.
And they're also saying, and this is the best way.
You crack it there, and then you do the blow?
I guess. Like there's that air pocket there. But gotcha. The best way they're saying is just add vinegar to the water when you boil the eggs. I guess that has some sort of thing to do with
it. It kind of separates it.
Maybe your parents knew that trick and you didn't.
Hey.
And they didn't pass it along.
Yeah.
That's really mean.
Right.
All right. So we want to hear your simple pleasures. Annie?
Yay.
Yay. What's your simple pleasure?
So I have two and they're ridiculous. So I don't know if you guys like Italian food, like that good, rich
Love
Italian,
it.
Like
oh, yeah.
garlic. Do you ever drink a glass of milk with it?
Yes. You
no.
rock,
oh,
Annie.
My God, you're foul.
Annie rocks. This is awesome.
Why would you do that?
Because there's something to do with the combination of that, like, whole milk flavor mixing with the garlic and the thyme and all that. It just gives this refreshing. Like, it's amazing. It's really amazing. It sounds really stupid and horrifying.
Oh, no, it's good.
Ketchup on your macaroni.
Big Super Tuscan instead of like or a Chianti, but not a.
No, chemical.
I'm telling you, it's here.
Milky,
I'm telling you, it tastes really good.
Okay.
And then the other one is a guilty pleasure during our favorite not time of the month is a half spoonful of frozen peanut butter and another of that same other half of Nutella.
That I can get down with.
Frozen? You freeze it?
Yes, I do. I call it, I don't know if you can say it, but I call them period pops. And when I got five sisters, nine nieces and nephews, I've got a daughter of my own. We just, when we know it's coming up, we just do the big tablespoons, half peanut butter, half Nutella, put it in the freezer. They're period pops.
I'm gonna try that out. Sounds good.
I don't get one of those, but I'd still want to try it. Thank you for the call, Annie. The milk.
That's gross.
It counterbalances.
It would curdle. Like,
no.
The tomatoes are acidic.
Acidic, yep.
And then the...
They counterbalance. They counteract each other. Yeah.
Okay. Heather?
Yay.
Yay.
What's your simple pleasure?
So I live out east, and there's a lot of tumbleweeds everywhere. So when I'm on the highway, I love hitting them at high speeds and then just looking in my rearview mirror and seeing them like explode.
They fully explode.
It's kind of like a video game.
It is.
It's a little fun.
It's super fun.
It's a little like your car's Pac-Man.
Yeah.
You guys are dark, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. Because if it's been super dry and the tumbleweed is like ready,
it's just like,
it will cloud.
Yes, there is tons of them on E470, and I'm just constantly like hitting them. I love it.
All right, Heather.
I'm going to steal that one too. Thank you, Heather. Jake.
Yo.
Hi, what's your simple pleasure?
You know, after a long, cold day of skiing, and you get home and you have a big shower with like the nice rain?
Oh, like what? Like you're talking like a hot shower when you've been cold?
Yeah.
Oh, you just stand. Yeah.
You don't even have to go ski.
Yeah.
After you shovel your walk.
That's a good one.
And you stand there and
you
just
want to. You don't want to get out.
I'd stand there for days.
Right.
That's a good one. Thank you, Jake. Lindsay.
Yay.
What's your simple pleasure?
So, it's totally a girl thing. Maybe some guys too, but fresh shaved legs and clean sheets.
Oh my God, Aaron just said that exact same one.
What?
Yes.
I don't really know that feeling, but.
Maybe I'm missing out.
Like, I gotta pay attention or something.
Do the sheets have to be clean, too? So everything's gotta be done at the same
time. Clean sheets.
Yeah.
Yes, it's like the whole, like, you know, you can even add a face mask in there, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, just a total spa day, fresh, clean sheets, and then it smells good, and it feels clean.
Is everything better the day you shave your legs? Like, when you put your pants on, is it better? Everything.
Oh my God. Like leggings, you don't get ingrown hairs.
Yeah.
So it's just like.
Tight jeans are really bad if you don't have shaved legs. Yeah. So anything and everything. Shaved legs, you gotta
do. All right. Thank you, Lindsay. Tim.
Yeah.
What's your simple pleasure?
Oh, sporks. I recently bought sporks from Amazon. My family gives me a hard time about it, but I love them. It's a combination fork, spoon.
No, I know what a spork is. Thanks for mansplaining it, brother. But you, like, it's something, the only time I've ever had a spork is Taco Bell used to have them with their enchiladas.
And KFC used to have them.
Yeah. Oh, they did?
But your drawer, you open it up, it's just a couple
of sporks. It's just sporks? That makes you happy?
Candy. Yeah.
Yeah, Amazon, stainless steel, they're awesome.
Nice, Tim.
I feel like he owns the company. Thank you, Tim. Good plug, though. Belle?
Yeah, hi.
Hi. What's your simple pleasure?
Okay, so you know that song, Feliz Navidad?
Oh, yes.
Well, my grandmother, I'm 58 years old, so when that song first came out, my grandmother would get so excited because it was the only Spanish song, an English song, that came on. So she's long gone. So every time I hear that song at the beginning of the year, for Christmas, it always brings a smile because I just know that she was getting excited, and I know Christmas is coming.
So that's
I was going to jump on you, but now you made it too cute to hurt you.
That
is super sweet.
It is, Belle.
But then by the fourth or fifth thousandth
you
time you've heard it, you're like, got it. Anna.
Hey.
Wait.
Simple pleasures. What's yours?
Mine is having my house clean every Sunday. I don't know if, like, the older you get, it's just, like, that's, like, the best feeling ever.
It really is. Yeah. I'm weird about it. It's gotta start the week clean. Gotta clean on Sunday.
It's the opposite for me, though, because then once it's clean, I have such anxiety that the only thing that can happen now is to mess it up. Like, you walk around, it's like,
so
do I want to cook anything? I'm like, ugh, no. Because if I get anything out and put it on the counter,
I see that.
I hate it when it's too clean. Because then you're just like, it's like a brand new car. You love it, but the first ding is inevitable. And, like, the first splotch of milk on your counter or whatever, you're like, ugh. Rick?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. What's your simple pleasure?
So it's when you get a haircut, the back of your head, nice and smooth.
Yeah, when they take the clip, or the
oh,
the
when they do your
yeah, the back of the neck here.
Is this the equivalent of the shaved legs on sheets?
The back of a
could
men's.
Be, yeah.
Why don't you go slide into some clean sheets and tell us?
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.